The Nebraska baseball team fell to Creighton 9-5 on Tuesday night at Charles Schwab Field in Omaha as the Huskers were swept by the Blue Jays in their three-game season series. The Huskers dropped a fly ball and misplayed a pop-up in the first inning that led to five unearned runs. Nolan Saylors had a leadoff homer for Creighton in the first. Cody Bradford and Rhett Stokes for Nebraska each launched home runs. The Huskers are back in action for a midweek matchup against Kansas State tonight at 6:05 over at Hawks Field Haymarket Park, and that can be seen on BTM+. The Blue Jays earned just their third three-game sweep in Nebraska, doing so previously in 1993 and most recently 2018. On Tuesday, the Nebraska men's basketball team picked up a commit in the transfer portal with 7-1 center Braxton Mea, who is a grad transfer and will play his final season of college basketball with the Huskers. He previously played at Washington, appeared in 63 games for the Huskies with 47 starts. The veteran big man was named to the Pac-12's all-defensive team during his junior season. Kansas State's Arthur Kaluma has entered the NCAA transfer portal again after one season with the Wildcats. Kaluma previously played at Creighton. Speaking of Creighton, Trey Alexander and Ryan Kalkbrenner have indicated they're going to test the waters and enter the NBA draft. And remember, under NCAA rules, players who enter the draft must withdraw by May 29th to retain college eligibility. Season ticket holders from the Nebraska football team were told Tuesday the team will be moving from the east sideline to the west sideline for the upcoming season during home games, breaking a decades-old tradition with the exception of the 2020 COVID season. An email went out to ticket holders from Athletic Director Troy Dannon to notify them of the change, which came after feedback from coaching staff members that indicated it would give them a competitive advantage. At the Heartland Athletic Conference track and field meet in Kearney on Tuesday, it was the Kearney Bearcats winning the boys' team championship, while Grand Island finished second, Lincoln Southwest and Lincoln Southeast each finished tied for third. On the girls' side, Lincoln Southwest won the team title. Kearney was the runner-up. Lincoln East finished third. The meet was moved to Kearney from Columbus because of the threat of severe weather Tuesday. Boys' district soccer semifinals from Tuesday in the A1 at Seacrest. Lincoln Southwest got a 2-0 win over Bellevue East, and Grand Island edged Lincoln East 1-0 in the other semifinal. In the A3 semifinal at Seacrest, Lincoln Southeast shut out Papillion-La Vista 6-0. The Knights will play Omaha Westside for the A3 championship tonight at 6 at Westside. In the girls' A6 semifinal Tuesday, Gretna beat Lincoln North Star 8-0. I'm Jeff Motes, KFOR Sports.